In 1974, when we finally got the go-ahead, we had highway plans ready to go. I simply assigned a couple of highway people to each segment, and I believe there were seven segments.
When you say segment, explain that.
Pardon?
Explain the segments.
I think the first segment was about 50 miles.
But what is that?
The length of the road.
Okay.
I don't remember just now what the segments were, but I believe there were seven separate contracts. It's 400 and some odd miles from Yukon to Prudhoe, 389 or something like that, about 400 miles. You're taking me back in history quite a while here, but about somewhere around 400 miles. And there was construction contracts that averaged, about 40 or 50 miles apiece.
Okay.
And there were, seven of them. And so I assigned highway department employees, two or three, to each segment.
Okay.
And they supervised the construction of the road for the state, which the state owned the road. And Alyeska was the contractor in effect.
What, is that common practice for such a long road in an area so rural to have sections?
Is that a common practice for road building? Name another place where there was all 400 miles of road built in 1 year, It's unique. But really, if you're going to supervise a construction project, it can't be too long and too far away, or you don't have physical contact with what's going on. So by having, and on top of that, you don't have enough resources. You don't have enough cats, enough people, enough anything. So by putting it into segments where a separate contractor had this segment, another contractor had this segment, each contractor had the tools and the expertise and the money and the knowledge to do that section. Okay?
Thank you. In 74, let's move to that. The Hall Roads.
The Hall Road was not totally completed, but it was connected up, and it was usable in September of 74, yes.
Oh, okay, so that's when it was completed. I thought for some reason it finished in 76. Maybe some of the interviews.
74. There was a lot more construction to be done, but the road was usable in September of 74, and they started hauling pipe and drilling equipment and pump station equipment and everything else over at that time. But there was finished work that went on for the next year, possibly 2 years.
And again, your role during that time when it was built was review process of.
I was where the buck ended.
Yeah.
That road was a state highway. We had state that was being built for the state, and I was the person who was in charge of it.
Can you talk a little bit about why there was, when I look in the library, there's definitely a lot of documentation on the issue of it being a public access road. Can you give maybe your perspective of that climate?
Well, as it seems to me, and again, that's way back in history, it seems to me as part of the pipeline agreement or the road agreement, and there's copies of the agreement here which you can read at your leisure, but it seems to me as if we gave Alyeska exclusive rights to use that for 2 years, I believe.
Okay.
Now, I may be wrong on that. You'd have to look up the record. But it's always been a state highway, and it's always been up to the state whether it was open or not open. And the reason I believe that it was that we gave them the 2 years is we didn't want public people up there, public transportation going on up there when they were hauling pipe and construction equipment and building the pipeline. And the pipeline didn't get completed until 77. What year did Pump Station 8 burn? 77, was it?
I just been here.
Yeah, 77, I believe, is the year that they put oil down the pipeline. So after everything was pretty much completed and whatnot, at that point, it was opened up to the public.
When you look back at the Hall Road, which is now the Dalton Highway, can you kind of give an explanation of why it was called Dalton Highway? Why there was the
Jim Dalton.
Who is Jim Dalton?
Jim Dalton he's from Fairbanks. He was from Fairbanks, and Mike Dalton, his wife, is still alive. Probably you ought to interview her. But Jim Dalton, as I knew him, when I knew him, was an old miner explorer type person who had led cat trains to the North Slope along with John Clark. And I didn't know him prior to that, Marie, so I can't tell you exactly what his history was, but my recollection is that he was engaged in mining and prospecting and those kinds of things and knew the North Country well, and that's why he was leading the contract, the pipe, the cat trains over the tundra.
Okay.